We're heading for the southernmost place on Earth for our GeoQuiz today. There's an American research station at the South Pole, and it's unusually busy right now. That's because tomorrow marks the 100th anniversary of the original race to reach the South Pole. Norwegian Roald Amundsen's expedition became the first to reach it on December 14, 1911. Among those now visiting the South Pole to commemorate the historic event is Norway's Prime Minister. He donned skis for a spin around the pole today. This is also the season when international teams of modern-day explorers head for the pole. We're going to speak to an expedition guide who says each team tends to follow its own path.
We saw some teams at the beginning of our journey in southern Chile, and then when we first arrived on the ice, but we all set off from different places and at different times. So we haven't seen any other teams, but we've crossed a few tracks as the weeks have gone past.
Her team is headed for the South Pole, but the question for you is, what's the name of the American research station there? Don't worry, we're not going to leave you stranded on the ice. But first, you know, you can play our geo-texting game by texting GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. Today we had quite a few players who obviously know their polar geography. Emily in Austin, Texas, Julie in Golden Valley, Minnesota, and Michelle in Los Angeles, who tells us she spent 4 months at the Amundsen-Scott South Pole Station. That is the answer to our quiz today. Modern-day polar explorer Hannah McKeon and her team are heading there right now.
We're at about 85, 30 degrees south and about 80 degrees west. So that puts us just to the east of the Seal Mountains in the middle of nowhere Antarctica, pretty much.
In the middle of nowhere Antarctica, meaning for us lay explorers, you're how many miles from the South Pole?
We're currently about 250 miles from the South Pole.
So you've got a number of people with you on your small team on this trek, but there's someone who is visually impaired as well. How's it going for that man?
That's right. That's pretty much the purpose of our little expedition. I'm here with Alan Locke and Richard Smith and Andrew Jensen, three great young men who've taken it upon themselves to help Alan, who is visually impaired, try to become the first ever visually impaired person to reach the South Pole. So it's a pretty exciting expedition to be part of. He's sat here with me, actually. Yeah, he can tell you himself.
Hi there. Hi, how are you doing?
How's the trip going so far?
It's going very well. It's going very well. I guess we're coming up to the halfway point. I'm trying to become the first visually impaired person to ski, especially from the coast all the way to the South Pole. There's obviously a challenge in crossing some of the terrain. Actually, probably the toughest challenge for me is the more mundane things, and
like
I'm sure
what?
Hannah can attest to it. I guess this is one of the silver linings. I don't get to do any navigation. I don't think anyone trusts me with the compass. And just little things like obviously using the stove and the tent and putting things together, I've got to sort of really lean on the other guys to help out. But so far everyone's in good spirits, and we look forward to reaching the pole.
Well, good luck on your continued trek, Alan. Can you pass me back to Hannah McCand?
Still here.
Listen, just tell me, when you're outside your tent, what do you see besides the vast white of the frozen ground?
Today is the most gloriously beautiful day. I wish the world listeners could see. We can just see the white terrain, quite smooth, just a little bit of texture stretching away in every direction, and the sun shining overhead. It's actually quite pleasant. And then over to the west of us, we can see the Seal Mountains rising black out of the snow, like a ridge of jagged teeth. The ice is actually about a mile and a half thick at this point.
Wow.
So they're actually at the very, very tops of some really, really big mountains buried in the ice.
In the South Polar summer, does it remain quite bright through the day?
It remains light 24 hours a day. The sun really doesn't dip down at all. We have no sense of evening or dawn. The sun goes around us in a very constant circle, and our only way of telling sort of where we are in the day is where our shadows fall on the snow at our feet.
Now, your trek, Hannah, coincides with the 100-year anniversary of the Amundsen-Scott race to the South Pole. For you, what does that signify?
I've been thinking about it a lot as we've been skiing over the last few weeks, and what it means to visit a wilderness like this and to be out here. And it's very, very different for us today than it was for those early explorers 100 years ago. And you can't help but be moved. And they were extraordinary men who we will never see the like of again, simply because we don't live in a world where that kind of risk is even necessary to explore the ends of the earth now. They risked absolutely everything. Many of them gave their lives to cross this world that we now do in a much easier way, with much better equipment and food and knowledge. And I was saying to one of the guys yesterday, I wondered what Amundsen would have made of people coming down here and achieving expeditions, you know, in a single season, and enjoying this environment as almost not a leisure environment, because it's still a very harsh and frightening environment, but certainly is a place to be visited out of interest rather than sort of pitting your life against it. I think he would have been a bit bewildered by it all, but I think he would also be very proud to know that 100 years on, people are still touched and moved by his story and the story of Scott and those men, and are flocking here to the South Pole this year to help celebrate that centenary.
Hannah McKeon with us on a satellite phone, not far from the South Pole. Hannah, and all your companions, good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye!